An ocean of plastic. Page 35.
A big part of the Pacific Ocean is choking on a huge sea of plastic garbage. Some scientists think it's as large as the United States, but almost no one noticed it until 1997. Then, an adventurer named Charles Moore made a shocking discovery, and scientists learned the ugly truth. Moore was the captain of a sailboat that had just completed a race. He planned to sail home from Hawaii to California. The usual route went south, then east. The winds are strong there, and boats move quickly. Moore, however, was not in a hurry. He decided to sail directly east, a slow route with weak winds. This region gets few visitors, so Moore was sailing into almost unknown waters. What Moore found in the lonely North Pacific was a shock. Floating under the ocean's surface was a soup of plastic garbage. It was thick with billions of tiny plastic pieces the size of apple seeds. They made a clicking sound against the sides of the boat as it sailed along. Everyday plastic objects, such as shopping bags and water bottles, were trapped among the tiny pieces. In the middle of the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest town, the sea of garbage stretched as far as Moore could see. Moore and Curtis Ebbesmeyer, a researcher, began calling this area the Great Garbage Patch. Ebbesmeyer was an expert in ocean garbage. In the 1990s, he studied shipping accidents that spilled big loads of sports shoes and plastic bath toys into the ocean. Ocean currents pushed the shoes and toys along. The movement of the objects revealed where currents flow in some parts of the Pacific. Oceanographers are not surprised that garbage collects in the North Pacific. A pattern of winds and currents called the North Pacific Gyre, gathers this garbage. Water in the gyre goes round and round in a clockwise pattern, and anything that gets into the middle of it is trapped. This natural process has continued for millions of years. Organic garbage, such as food, tree branches, and paper, gets broken down by bacteria and chemicals. It returns to its original parts and re-enters the environment. The difference is that now most of the garbage is plastic, and plastic is inorganic. Bacteria and chemicals in the seawater cannot break it down. Plastic will therefore stay in the environment for hundreds or even thousands of years. Some oceanographers doubted Moore's reports. Why didn't satellite pictures show the patch? Where did all this plastic come from? Is it really a problem? If so, how do we solve it? Moore learned some answers during return trips to the Great Garbage Patch. Satellites don't see the plastic because most of it hides under the ocean's surface. Some of the plastic comes from ships, but most of it is washed into the ocean from cities beside the Pacific. The Great Garbage Patch is a real problem because the plastic in it is harmful to animals. To fish and birds, a piece of plastic can look like food. The animal eats it, and the plastic gets stuck inside. This makes it harder for an animal to eat real food. Toxins from ocean water also get into the body of an animal because toxins stick to the plastic. These poisonous chemicals can kill the animal or make it sick. Moore cannot answer the biggest question. What can we do about it? The patch is too big and too deep to clean up. Even if someone could remove all today's plastic from the ocean, new garbage would soon take its place. People will not stop using plastic. In fact, many plastic items, such as knives and forks, are designed to be disposable. As cities near the Pacific grow bigger, the amount washing into the ocean grows too. For now, Moore can only gather facts about the Great Garbage Patch and make sure the world pays attention to this serious environmental problem.